may I break secular law? So we have a concept in halacha that's called dina de malchusa dina, that we're obligated by the law of the land. That concept is only with regard to monetary matters. So there's no such thing. I can't eat on Tuesdays because the law here says you can't eat on Tuesdays. Or all other areas, it's not relevant. The concept of dina de malchusa dina is with regard to monetary matters. Now, the government tells you there's a speed limit. It might be prohibited to break that speed limit because it's not safe. There could be other reasons why I have to adhere to the law. But in general, the idea of secular law being relevant and obligatory to a Jew is in the area of monetary matters. And in other areas, there are other calculations. Might be a chilul Hashem if you do differently. It might be other problems. But as far as the obligation to adhere to the law, because it's a law, that's not relevant. In monetary matters, we say as a community, we can make laws for ourselves. We can make rent control. It's part of the communal responsibility we have to one another. And that's why the law can obligate us to the secular law in the area of monetary matters. What about the state of Israel? So that's a separate question. We will assume that it's the same thing, but that does not mean that you may go to a non-Jewish court or work that system. In the state of Israel, I have to respect the secular law. Am I allowed to cheat on my taxes? So there are many leading halachic authorities that say you may not. You should know that Rabbi Soloveitchik held it was prohibited to cheat on your taxes even in the U.S. But that's...